So this is number 7, and back at Gawler Pool doing oral histories to celebrate Gawler's 60th anniversary. And we have a very special guest today, Karen, our wonderful mayor. Hi, Karen.
Nice to see you, Jeanette. Yes, I've got lots of stories.
Well.
So we moved to Gawler in 1968, and I learnt to swim in Victoria in a little pool called Rushworth, a little town called Rushworth, which is an old mining gold rush town, hence the name Rushworth. And we learnt to swim there. My mother was born in Hamley Bridge and never learnt to swim, so she valued the role of swimming and learning to swim. So we were put into the pool at Rushworth. I remember learning to swim in that pool. And then we moved here, back to South Australia, because we ran a hotel in... my parents ran a hotel in Rushworth. And we moved here. And then in 1969, she enrolled us in the swimming club. And so there were four of us. My brother didn't like swimming very much, but the three girls, my older sister Joanne and my younger sister Therese, all swam. And in we used to have these, and they still have country championships here at the pool, and we were heavily involved because my mother was secretary of the Gawler Amateur Swimming Club, so she was on the committee. And so before Cyclone Tracy, which happened in 1974, Darwin and Nightcliff used to come down to swim, and we billeted the captain of the team, the Darwin team, because they were the strongest team that you'd ever seen. We got to billet the captain. Once Cyclone Tracy happened, which was 1974, they came 1 year later, but then they didn't come again because the hardest hit area of Cyclone Tracy was in fact Nightcliff. And yeah, I think it was a real shame because we used to love swimming with people from interstate. You know, yes. It was really quite exciting to be swimming with people. So I swam in the swimming club for about 10 years and loved every minute of it. Every minute. One time we went to the country champs at Bordertown, and my mother, and we always went with my mother, she always took us to every single carnival across the state. And and we used to eat this thing called lecithin. She was right into natural stuff, you know. And she'd give us this lecithin to calm the nerves. So that day at Bordertown, she said, "You're not getting the lecithin because you need your nerves to swim fast." So we didn't get the lecithin that day. So that was Cyclone Tracy and just some of the swimming memories that I have. And the other one that I want to talk about is when I was swimming, we all swam together, lots of friends, lots of girlfriends, and we decided that we wanted to play netball together. So my mother and a few other people on the committee started up a netball club, and that was the Gawler Amateur Swimming Club Netball Club. And that was started, and we were one of the first players to play in the Gawler Amateur Swimming Club Netball Club. And that was started because we wanted to play together. And our parents, well, our mothers, basically, because it was all women on the, I think it was most women on the committee, they just made it happen. So, yeah. And they were one of the most successful netball clubs here in Gawler for a long, 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 long time. And, yeah, so we went across. We used to play for St Joseph's Netball Club because we've got a Catholic background, so we went to the St Joseph's Netball Club. But we didn't want to play for them anymore. We wanted to play for somebody different. So that's how the Gawler Amateur Swimming Club Netball Club started. They ended up calling them GAS. But, yeah, that's the history around, the netball club. But, yeah, we used to go and swim. I remember swimming in the Yadunda pool. And we used to be, when you were really little, you swam first and you'd have to break the ice. Yadunda is one of the coldest pools in the state.
Why?
And, yeah, you'd hit the water and you'd get a headache as soon as you hit the water because it was just so cold. And, yeah, so it really did toughen you up, I guess. I never went back to the Yadunda pool. We used to swim in Mountain Pool. That was freezing. Mount Barker. go down to Bordertown, we swam at Hamley Bridge. They used to have a swimming carnival there because she was from Hamley Bridge. So
they did put a pool in at Hamley Bridge?
They did. After Mum left, they did. And it was run by the council for a long time, but now they sold it. I think the community runs it.
Right.
So it's still precarious. They've still got the Light River going next to the town, and a lot of kids still swim in the Light River. And her mother, my mother's mother, forbade her from swimming in the Light River because people drowned there. Mm. There was no structure. There was no no safety measures. Mm. And it's a river.
Yes, rivers are dangerous.
We'd go all. We'd go to Peterborough to swim. We'd go to Boolaroo Centre. We'd go to Murray Bridge. Murray Bridge was really enjoyable because it was a really good pool. And there used to be a club from Bordertown called Dolphins. And they were because they had the sea camps, had a private indoor pool. So they were really good. We never beat them. They were just, they swam all year round. Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of travelling. You really got to know the state.
Oh, yeah, every Saturday you'd go.
Yes.
Every single Saturday you'd be somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah. And my brother used to play football, cricket, so we never saw him for years on weekends.
Mm.
We'd be swimming. And I still swim sometimes. My sister still swims here. We still love the pool. And that's probably why I'm so passionate about the pool, because I just know how valuable it is and how many people have learned to swim over many years and why it's so important to really get good at swimming. We had a holiday up at Queensland. We went snorkelling, and I could just swim right across the coral easily. Mm. And my husband couldn't. He didn't have the confidence because he never learnt. He was never in a swimming club. So, you'd never forget. You never forget. And you learn really good breathing techniques, so you've got a really strong lung capacity. Yeah. So that makes a big difference when you're doing all sorts of things.
Yes,
yeah, because you just learn how to breathe properly and breathe deeply and how to, So, now I bring my grandson here and he loves it. Loves coming to the Gawler Pool. He's now going into the big pool.
Right.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to just get a little bit taller so he can...
How old is he?
Six.
Six, yeah.
Tall for six, but, he's getting better at understanding. He's starting to jump in the big pool.
Mm.
I've got him. So jump in. Just jump in. It's good. It's good fun. It's wonderful having those skills.
It is. Well, they're important life skills. I mean, first of all, it's just the health and safety aspect. But it's healthy, it's a wonderful exercise, but it's also very social. And that's something that's come across very strongly in all the oral history interviews, just the community, how much this is part of our community.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, so many people have got connection to the pool. And, there used to be a grandstand across the way there on the grassed area. And that wall actually uses the original swimming blocks up the other end. You can see the original swimming blocks that we used to stand on and jump and dive in.
Yeah.
And you used to dive in the shallow end, because now you're not allowed to, but you learn how to dive shallow and dive deep. So, it was really good fun, exceptional fun. I had lots of long-term friends here. Used to swim nearly every morning and every night and for, 10 years.
Mm.
Six days a week. Yeah, loved it. Still love it.
Mm.
I can still do. Well, I was doing a kilometre. Yeah, but we'll see if I can get back to that. It's good.
Okay.
Lots of fun. But that's really all I think that was just those little snippets that maybe, other people aren't aware of. But also about, the parents and the mothers that really... Because we used to come in and swim, and the mums all used to sit around and chat, as you do, and they were all taking their turns on the committee, and they all helped out, I can still see a number of them, those really prominent women that just supported their children in swimming, yes. And they loved it. They just really, really loved it.
It was a huge commitment for the parents, driving children all over the state, and it's a massive commitment for the parents as well. And
for
involvement.
10 years. Yes. We did it for 10 solid years. My sister, she did it for a couple of years longer than me because she was younger. And we just loved it. It's a really good thing to do. And it's interesting that people still train, that they still do their laps. A lot of these people that do laps belonged to the swimming club and they just want to keep it up and they just love it. And it's such a beautiful setting.
It is. It's a beautiful setting.
It really, is nice. When you're swimming first thing in the morning or even whenever, you look up and you can see the gum trees and it's just really nice. It's not indoors. It's just really healthy. You don't get that smell of chlorine.
Yes.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. So
thank you very much, Karen.
No worries.